New York Real Estate Headlines. Netter Online consolidates New York public records search for property research. Netter Online provides a centralized portal for accessing New York public records, property tax information, and assessor data for New York County. Real estate professionals in NY can streamline due diligence and property valuation research through this single access point for official county records. Bookmark this resource for quick lookups of New York property tax and assessor records. publicrecords.net, ronline.com/state/ny/county/New York. New York Real Estate Headlines. Average NY Real Estate Commission Rates, What Pros Need to Know. A guide to the average New York real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay realtors to sell a home. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps NY agents position their services competitively and advise clients on net proceeds. Review current NY commission trends to sharpen your pricing conversations at http://blog/average-real-estate-commission-rate-New-York. New York Real Estate Headlines, New York Property Records Search Tool launches for deeds, permits, and owner research. A new website lets users check property records in New York, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in NY can streamline due diligence and client research with centralized access to property ownership and financial history data. Bookmark https://newyork.propertychecker.com/ for faster property record lookups across New York. New York Real Estate Headlines, NY commission rates hold at 5.56% for 2026. Flat fee alternatives gain traction. The source reports that traditional real estate commissions in New York remain at 5.5% to 6%, while highlighting Huzo's flat fee MLS service as a way for sellers to bypass this cost and save approximately $29,000. For NY real estate professionals, understanding commission alternatives helps you advise clients on cost-saving options and position your value proposition against flat fee competitors in a tight market. Review the full commission breakdown to prepare client conversations. https://blog/real-estate-commissions-in-new-york/. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable. A Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlements timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you,